This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about no other than Bioxytrin. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIXT. And with us today to bring us up to speed on the company, he's the CEO, Mr. David Platt. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, before we get into the Q&A, would you give my listeners a little bit of background on your company? What is it all about? Maybe just a little bit of an elevator pitch.
The company is about delivering oxygen to the brain in case of stroke. And we have a very exciting new molecule, new development that I want to tell you about.
I appreciate that. You know, let's talk about strokes. First of all, how prevalent is it in the United States and maybe around the world? And how big of a market can that be for your company?
The way it works right now for brain, it has about 2.5 hours after somebody gets a stroke. On average, they get treated by the hospital or by a drug that dissolves the clot or any other treatment. So those 2.5 hours are critical for the health of the brain. You can imagine stop your breath or not breathing for 2.5 hours. Your brain is getting dead. So our drug supposed to deliver oxygen in those 2.5 critical hours till the person get a treatment. There are about 900,000 people a year getting stroke. And out of them, 140 die. So you can imagine the cost, the medical cost for those rest of the people who need to be treated, you know, for a long period of time. They have damage to their function.
You know, after somebody has a stroke, then obviously they have to go to rehab. What are you doing to solve the massive rehabilitation costs associated with a stroke?
What we do, we have a drug. We develop a drug that when you inject it in the ambulance, IV, the drug will go, the molecule will go to the lung, will pick an oxygen, permeate the clot, go through the clot and deliver that to the part of the brain that it's blocked from getting oxygen. And we'll do it again for 10 hours. That's the half-life of the drug. So that's very exciting. And we also have the ability to measure the amount of oxygen that we deliver to the part of the brain.
Your flagship product, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the BXT25?
Yes, that's the name of the code name for the drug, BXT25.
And where are we at in that process? Do we have to do a trial, a phase one, a phase two? Where are we at on that process?
In this case, we have a device that is approved by the FDA for measuring tissue oxygenation. So from that perspective, the company is a late stage development. It's finalized. It's an FDA approved. And the methodology to measure oxygen, it's the most advanced way to measure oxygen. And by doing that, we can actually measure the amount of oxygen that the drug will deliver to the brain. So it's just measuring, we will say that from a functional perspective, the drug approved is the drug can deliver oxygen to the part of the brain that is not getting oxygen.
So I would say, and I'm asking you, I don't know, is the drug safe?
The drug is the same drug was used in other clinical trial over the years, very similar. And it was approved, it was done in clinical trial, about 800 people got that drug, and the safety was measured, and it was considered safe drug. It was approved in other countries. And so the drug basically was not approved in the U.S. We're trying and modified the molecule. We assume that after we'll do clinical trial, of course, on the safety, but we will see, assuming that the drug is safe, and since it was in human before, so we know the safety profile. We have no concern about the safety.
And how big do you think this is going to be monetarily wise to your bottom line in the next 3 or 4 quarters?
From my previous experience, this is my fifth public company that I, Nasdaq company that I created, I funded, I founded five companies as a founder, and I ran five public companies. So usually all my companies went between 150 million in market valuation up to 600 and 700 million. So I since I have a track record of a good track record, I assume that this one will not be different as I progress with the development.
And my last question for you is, why is the MDX viewer so important in your development and strategy?
The MDX viewer is approved methodology and device to measure oxygen in the tissue. And it's the most accurate measurement of tissue oxygenation, or the amount of the usage of oxygen in the tissue. So that device allow us to actually, will have in a clinical trial, of course, will be able to use the device and claim that our chemistry delivered the oxygen to the right organ. In this case, it's the brain. And so that we oxygenate, we increase the amount of oxygen in the brain. And that's very important for the approval process because that gives you the mathematical measurement, how many molecules of oxygen, how much oxygen is in the tissue. And that's it. That's what we need to get it. And it's a short period of time. We're not going after medical claim here. We're not saying that the patient feel better or things like that. This is medical claim. We're going after functionality that we are able to demonstrate that we can deliver the oxygen to the tissue. It means that the oxygen goes up in the tissue.
Dave, before I let you go, what is it that you really want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Number one, the excitement about having a totally new development, which is related to the recent Nobel Prize winners, that they are the one who discover how important it is to treat hypoxia or lack of oxygen in the tissue. If you treat that, you prevent a lot of disease or disease manifestation for not having enough oxygen. And we are there in the forefront of that development, of that treatment. We call it a treatment with oxygen, or the right oxygen. If you don't have the right oxygen, you actually can damage the tissue. So talking about the treatment with the right type of oxygen to prevent hypoxia. That's related to the Nobel Prize. Now, viewers can also look at the company and say, this is a company that can go in many areas of which is lack of oxygen. It can be cancer, it can be ischemia, anemia,
absolutely,
wound healing. And it's on and on. It's a lot of conditions that associate with lack of oxygen. And we are, you know, we're going to the most medical indication to demonstrate the power of what happened when you deliver oxygen early to keep the brain, function. So as a small company, that's the beginning of a journey. But in the same time, it's not a long journey. It usually takes a drug like that to be developed for medical claim, I would say a decade. We are, since we're already there, we have the FDA approval on our hand. So to get and say we get this drug and we give the oxygen to that organ it's not a short, a long period of time to get the FDA to recognize and give us a claim that we can commercialize.
Bioxygen is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIXT. You've been listening to my guest, who's the CEO of that company, Mr. David Platt. David, thank you so much for coming by on the show today. I greatly appreciate it. Hopefully you become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days, and give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on with your company.
Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.